I'm good, and thank you for having me on.
No worries. We are loving If You Want to Love Somebody. For someone who's not heard this, what is it all about?
I think it might be about love. No, I mean I guess it's quite an honest song, and it was the last song I wrote for my new album, and it's got three different pianos on it, which is completely ridiculous for anyone to be more than one piano on a song. But I'm very proud of it, and I'm enjoying playing it live. We've been playing it at festivals over the summer, and it's been really, 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 really fun.
How's it going down at these festivals? Everyone loving it?
Yeah, no, it seems to be going down well. I haven't been bottled yet, so that's
Always a
probably
good thing.
probably always a good sign.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever get a chance to read through some like the comments on your YouTube video for the music video to this. I've got a few for you here because everyone on social media is loving it. Someone said, "I didn't know I needed Tom playing piano barefoot in my life until now." Someone said, "Tom's voice makes me emotional. Sometimes I feel numb, and his music makes me feel again glad you are back." And someone said, "What a unique talent. So different, but so magnificent. Tom, you are blessing our earth." How does it feel to have comments like that underneath your video on YouTube?
I wish I could start every morning with you telling me the positive comments on YouTube. I feel like every day I'd have a spring in my step.
Oh, amazing. There's loads. Someone even said, "I wish you would read through the comments on there." I was reading through it. Someone's like, "Please, Tom, can you read through the comments?" I think maybe one day. Just sit down, have a read.
It's funny though, because I'm sure lots of artists will tell you the same thing, is that I try to avoid it, because the thing is when you do put something out, you don't look for the good comments. You just scroll through looking for the bad ones. And so I learned that very quickly. Is like, so I try to stay off those things because it's just not good for my sort of mental health, to be honest with you. But yeah, I think it's nice to sometimes hear them though. It's like it makes you think you're doing it for some good reason. It's having a good effect on people.
Well, we went quite deep into the YouTube comments. I didn't see any bad ones, to be fair. Literally all of them were just people saying, "So happy you're back making music and how amazing you are." So, yeah, looking all right at the moment on YouTube. This is all part of your next album, isn't it?
You do really well. Yes, out.
How's that going to feel putting it out?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It comes out literally the day we start our tour, the Deep Road tour. So it's going to be a big day. And no, I'm really excited. The album's inspired by this road I lived on in London, and it's inspired by the people I met there and the friends I met there. And I think it's a really positive album, and I think it has a nice message, and I'm really excited for people to hear it. I hope people are going to like it.